Was it the Cape Drive time? It is 0829-913-913 is the WhatsApp line. That's where you can find us at home. President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the Political Party Funding Act into operation with effect from April the 1st. So what does this mean? What does the Political Party Funding Act do that could make voters happier? Online for comment, a senior researcher at My Vote Counts, Joel Bregman. Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Joel, let's just have a quick look. What exactly is in the Funding Act that would be good news for South African citizens?
Sure. So the Political Party Funding Act has a few different areas of focus. So the one that is most well publicized is around transparency in political funding. So when the Political Party Funding Act comes into operation in April, political parties are now going to have to disclose where they receive their private donations from over a certain threshold.
Right.
They'll make quarterly disclosures to the Independent Electoral Commission, and then this will be made publicly available. And this is huge. Up until now in our country's history, there's been no legislation, no framework governing this. And for the first time, we will actually know where parties are soliciting money from, who they're receiving donations from, and their amounts. So in terms of being able to act as a check and balance, this is essential when we go vote, when we exercise our political rights. Knowing where parties receive money from is an integral part of that calculation. In addition, what the new law does is it also repeals our current public funding legislation and replaces it with a new regime, which will be to the benefit of smaller parties. And it also aims to stem corruption and to clamp down on state capture by serving to minimize the undue influence of private interests in our politics. So it's quite a far-reaching piece of legislation.
Now, could this be described as a leap of faith or a courageous decision by the president? Because up until very recently, when this was debated in the House, I mean, Afrikaans, I would say, langtand, it seemed as if the party didn't want to debate it, and some parties did not seem to be very keen at all, particularly the DA, in having their sources of funding revealed.
So, shortly after their last general elections in 2019, both the DA and the ANC came out publicly saying they thought some parts of the law needed to be reviewed, that it would be too onerous on them to comply with all the, with all the provisions that they needed to. And in more recent months, we've also heard from the president himself that there has been some political pushback against it. So our feeling is that political parties generally don't want this information in the public domain. They would much be happier just to be able to receive funding from whoever they please without having to make this available to the public. But at the end of the day, in the Constitutional Court judgment that found our access to information laws to be unconstitutional because they didn't provide this exact type of information, and they saw the value when you needed this to go vote, to make political choices from an informed position. That is what is most important.
No, absolutely. Do you think that this is pretty much a watershed event? Because if we look at other political systems around the world where funding is a huge, huge issue, United States, for example, that this could actually straighten out our democracy quite a lot?
I think it really does have the potential to change our political landscape. And no one's under the illusion that a new law will immediately wipe out corruption and, undue influence of private interests in our politics. But this is going a long way towards deepening our accountability and transparency framework. And I think in the long run, this is going to serve as a really important piece of legislation for our maturing democracy.
Now, you mentioned earlier on that smaller parties are going to be able to have something of a say. It seems as if this could strengthen our democracy in the sense that smaller parties are going to feel a lot more confident on the political landscape than they have previously done.
I think that's correct. So, you know, we often speak about the multi-party democracy and the benefit of having a lot of voices at the table. But a lot of smaller political parties do manage to struggle just to stay afloat. And by having a greater share of the public funding, based on the new ratios and new calculations, that will obviously be to their benefit. But there is also what the law also brings into effect is something called the Multi-Party Democracy Fund, where people who don't want to donate necessarily to any particular party, but just want to donate for the betterment of the multi-party democracy in the country, can donate to this fund, which will then be distributed to all represented political parties.
How revolutionary is that idea? I haven't heard of this before, but I'm not an expert, but to me it sounds like it's new.
I'm not sure the extent to which it might be in effect in other countries, but I think that's why this is really quite a unique piece of legislation, because it does do so many different things in the realm of funding and transparency.
Joel, do you think that this is going to make a massive difference when we next go to the polls? We are supposed to be having municipal elections. The courts have ruled that the elections will have to go on. So it's going to be interesting how this is going to play out. But I'm sure you'll agree with me that my gut feeling is that what we're talking about is without doubt something for the better.
Oh, absolutely. If you're looking at the requirements of the country, when we look at the previous years of corruption and say capture, that in some ways have been facilitated, or because of all the secrecy in political funding, having this out in the light is essential. And we are really hopeful, given that April is the implementation date, that we will have these first set of disclosures before we go to vote.
Joel Bregman from My Vote Counts, senior researcher. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.